Shabbos chapter 6, Mishnah 8. Hakitei yotze bekav shiloh. An amputee may go out with an artificial leg. Divrei Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, if an amputee fits a stump to on an artificial leg, to his stump, then he may go out with it on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Meir, it's considered like his shoe, basically, and therefore he can wear it on Shabbos and walk out. So we're talking about walking outside of the Erev with the shoe. But Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he holds that the artificial leg is not like a shoe, and the reason being that the amputee, according to him, is supported mainly by his crutches, and the artificial leg is only for appearance sake, so that it won't look like he's lacking a leg. It's therefore considered a load, and he can't go out on Shabbos with it. So that's that according to Rabbi Yossi, would be a problem, and he wouldn't be able to go out with it on Shabbos. If in the artificial leg there's a receptacle for pads, meaning that there's a cavity there, and in the cavity you would put soft rags so that he can rest the leg stump on the rags, then tame, the artificial leg becomes susceptible to ritual impurity. We'll learn when we get there that in order for something to be susceptible to ritual impurity, it has to be like a vessel. It can't just be a piece of wood. A flat piece of wood is not subject to impurity. And if it doesn't have a cavity to receive rags, it's not considered a vessel, so to speak. But we'll get to those kind of details in more detail when we get to the laws of purity and impurity. Samucha shilot man midras also his supports. If an amputee has both of his legs who have been amputated, and he walks on supports which are made from leather or wood for his knees and his thighs, and so he leans on them, they are susceptible to midras uncleanliness. Midras impurity, and again, another type of impurity, that if a person is impure with certain kinds of impurities, and he sits on something, whatever he sits on will also become impure. So these kind of receptacles, supports for both of his legs, would fall into that category, and they would be susceptible to midras impurity. But yetzin ben b'Shabbos, he can go out with them with these supports on Shabbos. They're considered now like his shoes. He uses them to walk. Nasin ben ba'azara, and he can even go into the temple courtyard with them, even though it's been taught that one may not enter the temple courtyard in shoes. These supports, they're not considered like shoes in this respect, but rather as kind of some other garment. So in certain respects, they are considered shoes. It's interesting. But when it comes to going into the temple courtyard, we don't look at them exactly the same halacha as shoes, and therefore he can go into the temple courtyard with shoes. Most people are not allowed to go into the temple courtyard with shoes. Kisa v'samucha shelo t'mei and midras, a chair and its supports. And what this is talking about now is amputees that have a low chair made, and they sit on it and they push themselves around with using their hands. And they may also have supports on their legs, for at times they use the stumps of their legs to push them around. So this is like a different kind of way of pushing themselves around. This chair and these supports are also susceptible to midras impurity because he rests his weight on them. But he can't go out with them on Shabbos. Now what this is talking about is the supports, and the reason being that we worry that they'll slip off his body, these supports, and that he's going to come to carry them on Shabbos. But the chair he can go in, not the supports. And these supports he can't go into the temple courtyard with, because these are considered like shoes. So these are treated differently to the supports up above that he's actually walking on. These things, the supports in this case are considered like shoes, and he can't go into the temple courtyard. Next and last case of the Mishnah, Ankatmin Toherin. And Ankatmin, which is one of those kind of huge masks almost, let's call it, which was in the shape of a donkey, and jesters used to put it on their shoulders for entertainment. They would almost become like a horse, you know, a big, huge horse head or a donkey head. So this thing are not susceptible to uncleanliness because they don't have the status of a vessel. It's just a mask. And also, one can't carry it out on Shabbos. there's no need for it. It's just an entertainment kind of thing, and therefore a person would not be allowed to go out if there's no Eruv with this thing on Shabbos, because he would be carrying a load, and he's not allowed to do that on Shabbos.